Hey, we have a, come on up, a special treat this morning. This is Ben and Krista Taylor. They are missionaries that we as a church here support. They are from Poland, and we're so glad that you guys could be here this morning with us to share your hearts and your ministry. One of the things that we have found an affinity with the Taylors is their work with university students, and aligns so much with what we do here, as we are in a university town with Mac right around the corner, and many of you who have been students or are students, and it's our joy to influence them. And we get really excited when we learned about your ministry as we've seen this major university town and doing very similar work to what we do, and similar passion and excitement. So we're so excited. Thank you for being here, and we're excited to hear what God's laid on your heart.
Thank you. It's our pleasure to be here. Dzień dobry, or good morning. As Dave said, we're Ben and Krista Taylor, and we're missionaries with Fellowship International, serving in Poland now for 4 years, and in partnership with your local church.
We wanted to tell you a little bit about our story. Dave said he normally sits down, so. I grew up in Hamilton, Ontario, until I finished high school, and then I went to university in the States on a volleyball scholarship. And it was there in university God really greatly changed my life. I really had a growing relationship with him, desire to walk with him, and was able to go on a few short-term mission trips. And so it was in 2002, after I graduated from university, that I first moved to Poland. And I originally went on a church planting team to a city to plant a church amongst university students. And I really felt called by God to give a year of my life to the gospel after I had graduated. And that year turned into two, which turned into six. So later on, I also helped lead evangelistic English and sport camps and train youth leaders in the country.
In 2006, I moved to southern Spain with Youth with a Mission, where I had a focus on North Africa. After serving there for 3.5 years, I felt the need for more training. It was also in this time that I met Krista. In 2009, we got engaged, and I moved to Texas so that we could continue our studies. We married January 2nd, 2010, and at the end of our study period, we went on a 3-month vision trip to decide where we should go back to the mission field. We kind of figured it should be one location instead of two. This was a very difficult process for me, as my heart was really with the peoples of North Africa. But I came to realize that as God was leading us back to Poland, that there was no better place to be than in the middle of God's will. So in 2011, we made that decision after the birth of our first son, and we moved to the city of Krakow, Poland. This was for my language learning. I had a lot of catching up to do. My wife had already had 6 years, was already fluent in the language, and had ministry partners. Could we have the next slide? So here you can see the city, or the country of Poland. In the south center, you'll see Krakow. And then over in, we'll say, on the left, on the east, it looks like Wrocław on the map, Wrocław, it was pronounced. We moved there 2 years ago, where we've been partnering with a local church. Wrocław, as you probably saw in the video, is a very beautiful town. It's also a very busy town. There are four major universities in Wrocław, and somewhere around 130,000 university students during the school year. So as you can imagine, there is a lot of opportunity and work to be done there. One of the interesting statistics is that Wrocław gains around 50,000 new students a year. If we can get connected to those students, if we can get them connected into the local churches before they get connected into other activities, we have the opportunity to see a nation changed for the gospel.
Wrocław has a unique history because it's so close to the German border. Actually, throughout history, it's actually been a German city, and then a Polish city, and then a German city. It's the fourth largest city in Poland, and it's a beautiful city, but it's also a hurting. The country is less than 1% evangelical Christians. So while we'll share some people's stories later on, but while they see God and religion all around, there's very few people who actually know what it means to have a relationship with Jesus.
To that end, we've been focusing in three ways. In fact, the Great Commission, Jesus' last command to his disciples before returning to heaven, was that to go and to make disciples, to teach them to obey all that he had commanded. Can we go to the next slide, please? So we've had a focus on discipleship, evangelism, and Bible study. I believe very strongly in discipleship, not just its impact on the church, on the individuals, but on the church as a whole. This individual, Sebastian, I had the pleasure of meeting him our first year. He was involved in a Bible study that had been started by two of our former leaders. This young man had some contact with religion, but didn't come from a religious background, which was very uncommon in Poland. And being an engineering student, he wanted to know the Bible. He wanted to understand this Christianity thing as a whole before he was willing to accept it. I met with Sebastian for a year and a half. We would meet almost weekly to discuss his life, his Bible progress, and just how these doctrines or understandings applied to his life. He was also meeting with other Polish elders. I'm very excited to say that this winter, Sebastian was baptized. He's still a new Christian, but he has a passion and a new burden to see his fellow students reached with the gospel. I'm hopeful that Sebastian will become a future leader in our student group. In fact, I had invited him a couple months ago to come to a leader's training program. Sebastian was eager to learn and excited about this program, but just a few days before we left, his father called him and told him that he needed his help at home. In fact, he demanded that he return that weekend. This was a very hard thing for Sebastian. He wants to be a man of integrity, a man of his word, and he had to break his plans with me at the last minute. And while I was disappointed, I was also very proud of him. He chose to honor his parents, so, to go home to be salt and light in their world so that he can be an example of the change in his life that Christ has been to him. Next slide, please. Next slide, please. No, oh, go back one. Sorry. We started three Bible studies this year, three new Bible studies. We had one in English and two in Polish. I was leading the English study. We used a program out of England called Christianity Explored. It had also been translated into Polish. I had two Polish leaders that helped me with the Polish language course, and we were able to run those side by side to give the students a lot of flexibility. My wife also ran a Polish Bible study that she wrote herself, and I'm going to have her share what ministry is like in Poland as a mom of three young boys.
Some of you may remember I visited your church, I think it was about 10 years ago when I first went to the field. I was a single missionary. Life looked really different back then. I'm really thankful God answered years and years of prayer for a husband, and that he brought Ben and I together, especially that Ben really has a heart for the lost and to reach people with the good news of Christ. But God's also blessed us with three little boys. Two of them were running around here this morning. The third one we left with Grandma, since he doesn't like the nursery very much. So life is really busy for us. The oldest is Lucas, he's 4 and a half. The middle one is Elias, he's 3, and the little guy is 18 months, and his name is Alex. So they are fun, they are busy, and they bring great joy to our lives. My passion is also to continue to do some ministry outside of the home, even though the boys and our family take up a lot of time. So this year when Ben asked me to do a Bible study for the student girls, I was excited about that. So I actually, I led it in Polish, which was both a challenge and very rewarding. It was helpful for my language. So I actually read John MacArthur's book, 12 Amazing Women in the Bible, and I then wrote about each of the women based on scripture, and I wrote it in Polish, and then I would send it to a friend who would proofread it. I actually didn't do that the first time, and I learned that that would be a really good thing to do, have it proofread. So it was really great. This Martina is one of the girls who started coming to the study earlier in the year. She had been coming around our church, but then after the study started, she kind of like dropped off a bit. And Ben and I really wondered what was going on in her life. So she was rather a closed person, not really open about what's going on in her life. Then soon after the new year, she said, "Hey, can I come over to your house for lunch?" And we're like, "Sure, come on over." And she wanted to tell us something. And what she wanted to tell us was that she had trusted Christ over a New Year's conference. And I could already see just God had put a new heart in her. And Martina comes from a really religious family, and her family was very unhappy with the fact that she was already coming to an evangelical church, and specifically that she had put her faith in Christ. And so she faces a lot of pressure at home. I would say her grandpa probably even wants to like kick her out of their family. That's pretty common in Poland, that type of family dynamic. And so, but it's Martina's also been a huge blessing to our family. Around that time, we actually started looking for someone to help at home. And she said, I would love to come and help you with the boys and around the house. So she comes out to our house once a week to either help with taking care of the boys or cleaning or whatever needs to be done. And it's through that I've been able to get to know her more. She's really opened up, shared some of her struggles and also what life like with her roommates is like and what it's like going home. So I've in some ways been able to disciple her. And she actually, I was really proud of her. She actually made the decision to go home this summer, in spite of that being the harder decision. We live about 4 hours from her family, so it would have been easier for her to just find a job in the university town and stay there. But she, like Sebastian, really wants to make an impact on her family for Christ.
Marcin and Estera are a young couple that had previously been involved in the student group that existed before we arrived there. They had finished their studies and had married just as we arrived. 2 Titus 2:2 talks about finding faithful men and women to entrust the knowledge of the Word of God to. And I found that to be Marcin and Estera. They wanted to serve. They wanted a way to serve the church, to help others. And they got involved with me right away. They were actually the helpers in our Polish language study. For the last year and a half, I've been discipling this young couple, but it's been a hard year. Right after they got married, Marcin lost his job. And so for a year, this young man was, we were meeting and working together and praying for his job, for their family. His wife supported them for the first year of their marriage. That was not very easy for him as a man, but he learned to lean on God, to trust in his sovereignty. Just before Christmas this year, almost a year later, Marcin found a job again, and that was very exciting news. And a week after he got his job, they found out that they were expecting, so very good news. Unfortunately, this job was in another town, about an hour away. Marcin continued to work with us, but after a few months, he discovered that the commute was too much for him and his family, and as of this summer, they've relocated to a new town. But we know that these things are not wasted, that they're going to continue to serve the kingdom in their new town, and that they're going to be a light there. But we would ask that you pray for future leaders, that we would find those men and women who will be coming alongside us to help lead in the ministry and serve their fellow Poles. This is Natalia. At the beginning of this school year, I announced that we were going to be having these different Bible studies. And Natalia was very interested in an English study. Unfortunately for Natalia, since we were focusing on students 18 to 24, she was about 4 years out of her university. So we had to sit down and talk and discuss, like, what could that look like? I wasn't really sure what to do with Natalia, so I started to pray, and I was trying to remember what I knew about her. We had met through some mutual friends, and what I did know about her I was very impressed with. I felt the Lord lead me to ask her to join me in the study. Natalia's English is pretty good. So we sat down for tea at a local tea shop in the Rennick. And as we were discussing, I told her that the student group was really, we needed to keep it closed down to just students, and that she kind of fell outside of that. But if she really wanted to attend this English language study, she'd have to come as my helper. Natalia was very surprised by this invitation, but it's been a huge blessing both for her and for us. She's my female counterpart in a lot of ways, as Krista spends most of her time taking care of the kids and the family. So Natalia is in constant contact with the girls for me. She's able to be that layer of protection that reaches a segment of the student population that I need to be more careful with. But yeah, this young woman's grown tremendously. She has an amazing story and testimony and just a real beautiful heart and desire to serve God with her whole life. Natalia is busy following up. We had an amazing time of evangelism just before we left, and she's been hard at work on that. In fact, she's actually in Ukraine right now, going on a mission trip of her own with a few other believers from our church. Next slide, please.
Since moving to Wrocław, one of the most exciting things for me has just been to see God's faithfulness in long-term commitment to Poland. This is actually a girl, Kasia, that I met about 12 years ago when I first moved to Poland. Kasia had been seeking God, and she prayed, God, if you really exist, show me. And she got a flyer to one of the English clubs we were doing. And so she came. She met some of the people that were on the short-term team who shared their personal testimonies and love for Christ. And when the team left, they told me, Krista, you really need to talk to this girl. She really likes to talk about God. She's really seeking. So I met with Kasia for coffee, actually in that very same place. That's the Old Town Square of Poznan. And she did. She loved to talk about God. But I quickly learned that Kasia's source of knowledge about God was from the television and from her religion class. She had actually never even read the Bible. And so I challenged her to read the Bible and said we could talk about it. She read through the New Testament so quickly and she was looking for an Old Testament. And so a believing friend of mine, a Polish friend of mine, lent her the Old Testament. And it began a beautiful journey for her, but it was not easy. She is a questioner and she questions everything. And most of these students, all they've ever known is they've grown up in a very Catholic world. Poland's about 95 or 97% Catholic, and so they've never heard of a Baptist or an evangelical church. And so Kasia, over 4 years, began asked us questions, me and the church planning missionary team I was on, and she would also go to her Catholic priests and ask them questions. And I still remember one day when Kasia asked me, Krista, where in the Bible does it say that we're supposed to pray to the saints? And I had to tell her that I had never found that. And through a process of her own, she eventually ended up leaving the Catholic Church and getting baptized. And so she just has a beautiful story, but the most encouraging thing about Kasia's life is she just loves talking about God to this day. And she would talk to her roommates about God when she was in university and still talks to her friends about God. And so when we moved to Wrocław, she said, Krista, I have a friend in Wrocław that I really want you to meet. Her name is Krisha, and she is also seeking God. And so Krisha is actually from Częstochowa, which is the most religious city in the entire country. There's actually kind of the Catholic equivalent to Mecca there. There's a picture of the Black Virgin Mary, and it's a picture that they believe was painted on the wood from St. Peter?
John's?
From John's house. In the Old Testament times, and it was somehow brought to Poland, and the Virgin has a slash across her cheek, and they believe that this picture saved them from the invasion of the Tartars, and that the Tartars made that. So this picture to them holds a lot of power. People make pilgrimages there by foot, 14 days, about twice a year. They also take bus rides there, and if you're a high school senior, you go here and you pray to this picture that you'll pass your final exams. So Kasia's friend Krisha was from this town, and Kasia introduced me to her, and then later I met with Krisha, and she told me, she said, Krista, I'm looking for somebody who would like tell me how the Bible really applies to my life. And she had never set a foot in an evangelical church, but we invited her to our church, Ben and I did, her and her husband. They came a few times, and our pastor was teaching through the Old Testament, and somehow that wasn't quite the connection she was looking for, but they kept on coming. And our worship leader shared his testimony one Sunday, and God, the Spirit, really worked in their lives. And they approached our head pastor and started going to his small group, his life group. And this is a picture last year at our church's family camp. Her and her husband were both baptized. And so for me, the most exciting thing is that it's this girl, Kasia, who introduced me to her friend, Krisha. And now they're walking with God. They love God. They're actually more involved with or more ingrained in our church than we are. They know different people than we do, and they often introduce me to their friends from church. So it's an exciting thing. It's a great picture for me of how God says that we are to be fishers of men. And I know I grew up in Canada fishing with a pole and reeling in the fish, right? But back in Jesus' day, they fished in teams, in boats, and they threw out nets together. And so it's just a beautiful picture of being a fisher of men together with Kasia, and just seeing God's faithfulness in that.
By About a month ago, just before a week before we returned, we had a team come from West Highland here in Hamilton. This was a student group that came to help us do evangelism. Now, what you're seeing is a picture of a parade. Every year, just after the May long weekend, is kind of a week known as Juvenalia, or Youth Week. It's a week to celebrate students. The students receive the keys to the city from the mayor. They have almost a month of concerts. There's a parade after they receive the keys where they march through the city, almost all of them in costume. And then they end up at the concert grounds where there's 2 to 3 days of concerts and a lot of beer. Now, we weren't really sure how this was going to go down with Juvenalia, with this outreach team, but we found the students to be extremely open and eager to engage. During the course of 1 week, we made 40 new contacts of people who were interested in Bible studies or continuing to have a religious, significant conversation with somebody. We also had 4 people indicate that they had prayed to receive Christ. During this week, if we'll go to the next slide, here in the middle, you'll notice someone kind of dressed as Captain Jack Sparrow. This is Mateusz. Chris Kovacs and I, the guy in the white t-shirt, we're out in pairs and we're going around just trying to share the gospel, strike conversations with people. We came across Mateusz and his friend, I don't remember her name, turns out it was his ex-girlfriend. Mateusz was more engaging, he was a little interested in what we had to say, but his girlfriend was not. So we just kind of politely said, thank you for your time, and we moved on. They needed to go back to class. As Chris and I were walking down the next street about a block away, all of a sudden I hear, shepraszam, shepraszam. It's like, excuse me, excuse me. And I was kind of caught off guard, but I turn around, and it's Mateusz. He had circled around the block looking for us. He came back to us, and he said, I just have one question for you. I was wondering if you could tell me what you think about Pilate, Pontius Pilate, the Roman overseer who had Jesus executed. He was like, was he a good man? And so I was kind of confused, caught off guard by the question, but okay, well, while I believe that Pontius Pilate wasn't an evil man, he didn't kill Jesus with evil intention, he was a sinful man, he was a coward. He chose to murder an innocent man rather than lose his own position and power. And he goes, well, okay, thank you. And he went on, and so, okay, well, we'll keep going. Later that night, we did our follow-up. We were writing to everyone who gave us their contact information. Mateusz was one of those, and he wrote back right away, said, I'd like to meet with you guys. So we invited him for pizza. He joined us, and we had we talked more about the Bible, and we're just kind of hearing a little bit of his story, telling him about life in Canada. And so we just continued that relationship. The next day, after the parade, Mateusz found us there at the campgrounds. He had gotten my cell phone number, and we connected there. And he introduced us to all of his friends that he was there with because he wanted them to hear the gospel just as he had heard it. I don't know where Mateusz is at the moment spiritually, but he is engaged in a Bible study. We got him connected right away. He's continuing to be involved in our church. Right now he has exams, but be praying for this young man and for his life with Christ, that he will continue to make those steps of faith and that we will see yet another soul run for the kingdom. Next slide.
As much as we are in Poland to reach students, and there is a lot of them to be reached, we're also there to reach our neighbors. And so this little boy on the left is Casper. The one on the right is our son, Lucas. This is him at Lucas's birthday party, or maybe Elias's birthday party. So God has really opened up the door. We live in a great neighborhood. Casper's family lives down the street. We've got to know them. They're actually taking care of our pet hedgehog while we're home. And we are excited to be building a relationship with them and hope to invite them to our church and be able to share the gospel with them one day soon. We've also been able to meet 2 retired couples that live right on our street. One of them is helping kind of look after our home while we're gone, and when we're back is going to teach Ben how to lay tile in the garage. So we've really been able to build a relationship with some of our neighbors, and we're thankful for that. The boys are an amazing door opener. They love to make friends. Actually, this morning they were out by the door and they wanted to say hi to everybody that was coming in. And so it's just amazing how God can use children to build relationship with people. And we're thankful that he's given our children just friendly spirits and an outgoing spirit. And so you can pray also, if you think of it, for our neighborhood, and that God would use us as salt and light there.
Yeah, just three quick ways that short ways that you can be praying for us and for our ministry. For the spiritual growth and unity of the students that we're connected with, that we're connecting, that they would have a sense of belonging. It can feel very lonely to come out of their Catholic context, because in Poland, to be Polish is to be Catholic. So to be attending another church can often feel like a betrayal of your own culture. So be praying for that protection. Be praying for those 40 contacts that I mentioned. That they will respond to our invitations, that we will find ways to connect and provide spiritual guidance for them, but most of all, that they will eventually receive Christ. One thing that you could be praying for our family, we will be back in North America for 4 months, so this has been a big transition for us. Our little guys don't really know what is Canada. We drive between towns, and our oldest son is like, are we still in Canada? And to put that in context, where we live in Poland, if we drive like an hour and a half, 2 hours, we can end up in two or three different countries. So just be praying for their transition. When we get back, the older two will be joining full-time preschool, and that will be just a big challenge for them. But be praying for that for us.
And we just wanted to thank you again for your prayers and support. We're incredibly thankful for the partners we have back here in Canada. And when times are hard, and there are times that are hard, where we feel lonely, we know that there's people back here praying for us, and that's a great encouragement to our spirits. If you'd like, we have new prayer cards, so there's some back out in the foyer there of prayer cards, and then we have another leaving piece. If you're interested in becoming more involved personally, there's four other ways that you can be involved as well in our ministry. And if you'd like, we send out monthly updates about what God's doing in our lives and in the ministry. And so there's also a sign-up list there. If you would like to get that to your email, go ahead and sign up for that, too. We'll be out there after the service to talk to people. So,
stay up here, and I'd love to pray for you. It's so awesome to hear a lot of things that you say. I think many of us, we feel the same thing. Just working with university students, and even talking to Ben before about the rhythms of university life and how that goes. And so we know what that's like here at Westside. And we also know the incredible power, and they've spoken to it already, of students who are in the stage of life where many of whom for the first time are away from home, are on their own, and are really making decisions about who they're going to be for the rest of their life, and are so open to asking questions and seeking who is God and what does that mean for my life. And so amazing ministry. I love the stories of these students, and it reminds me of many of the stories that we could share as well. And some of our stories are you that I'm looking out on, and that's so amazing. And it's great to have that alignment with you guys. So as Krista said, they're going to stick around for a few minutes. Their prayer cards and stuff like that are at the Connect Center. And so please grab one of those so you can stick it on your fridge or at your desk somewhere where it can remind you to be praying for the Taylors and for their ministry. Make sure you sign up for their update list so that you can, again, be praying each and every month for specific things as we lift them up. Thank you so much for being here. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the amazing work that's happening in Poland. We thank you for young men and women who are having the opportunity to hear the good news of Jesus Christ because of people like the Taylors and others who are over there working alongside of them in their church and others. God, we pray specifically for these 40 people that they were able to come into contact with who expressed an interest. We pray, God, that you would be by your Spirit working through people to touch their lives in a deep way, and that they might come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They might know the joy of your Holy Spirit living in their lives. We pray, God, that you would continue to raise up leaders for the work that needs to get done, and that people that could partner with Ben and Krista to multiply the work that's happening. And God, we've heard there's so many thousands and thousands of students even just in this one town that need to hear the message of Jesus Christ. And so we pray for a multiplying movement that wouldn't just be a few people adding, but would be a multiplication as disciples make other disciples and your church invades a town, a city, universities for the kingdom of God. And God, as we're reminded of the work that's happening here in Hamilton and at McMaster University, we pray even for a new class that's going to come in here in a couple of months. And Lord, we have an opportunity to influence them. And so we pray that you would mobilize us and empower us for that work also. God, would you encourage Ben and Krista and their boys as they spend time here in Canada and prepare to go back to Poland. And we pray that they would go back fired up and excited for the work that you're calling them to. Equip them in every way that is necessary. We know that you will. We know that your power comes through your Holy Spirit to do your work through your people. And so we trust you with that work in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.